Well, welcome everybody, and to Dubstep and Dragons presents Monroe's Chest.
Ooh. Is it a big chest?
I don't know.
Voluptuous.
It's voluptuous.
I feel like it's.
I feel like it's got to be.
It's got to be. As a busty.
This
chest.
Is a D&D 5e campaign of us in a pirate scene. Pirate.
Without a cyberpunk twist.
Without a cyberpunk twist. Yes, thanks. Yeah. Matt. Yeah. No cyberpunk. This is back to fantasy.
Ooh.
So I'll hand it to Dan, our DM, to take it away.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I typically play Alphonse, but in this group,
hi Daniel.
This is like AA.
Okay, AA is hilarious. It helps people. I love it. Maybe this will help someone.
I hope so.
So, anyways, I'm gonna try taking the reins of DM. I'm gonna let these knuckleheads play around in a little bit of a pirate world.
Fuck yeah.
And
Rudy.
And explore the sea. And treasure. And all kinds of ghouls and ghosts and
goblins.
Fun.
So, first question.
Yes.
Right off the bat.
Yes.
What planet are we on?
We are on... I don't even have a planet.
All right.
All I know is this is based off of a fantasy novel called Monroe's Chest.
Oh. All right.
Not really written. It's some bullshit I just made up.
This is the novel you're going to write after we do this campaign.
Sure. Yep.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I call dibs on your autograph.
Oh, God.
Book signing at the end of the campaign.
I get like co-writing credits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have to actually sit and proofread the book several times.
I can't spell for shit.
Well, fuck.
And I can't read for shit. I can spell just fine.
Luke, you got us on this one?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got real strong dyslexia, so...
Oh, you're dyslexic, too?
Yeah, I am not a good editor.
We'll make it work.
They make programs nowadays for it, so it's really easy.
That'll ping on someone else, and then it'll think it's a real book.
Probably.
It will become like a database item where it's a real book that doesn't exist.
There you go. You just got your publisher.
We're going to flood ChatGPT with Monroe's Chest. So, to be real, we don't have a world this is on. This is going to be a short series. We're not sure how many episodes it's going to be. Guessing about 30. How we're going to intro and segue into the beginning of the campaign, TBD. All I know is I'm going to hand it over to Luke so he can kind of describe what happened to him and his ship and the people that were on his ship.
Yes. Anyway, so I was once a captain of...
Good, full pirate. Oh,
of the seven lovely seas.
Are there only seven?
There's I don't know
two.
How many.
Oh, there's only two Z's.
There's two C's.
This is
who
a tiny
knows?
Planet. Or really big C's.
Really big C's. Maybe. Who knows?
Arr, big C's.
Very big. I was mutinied by my crew. And I don't know my name yet.
We are so well prepared.
Anyway, I like it. I like the mystery.
No, it's great.
With my mom. With my monkey companion, he stuck by my side, loyal to the teeth.
He's a very small monkey, but he does have big, sharp teeth.
Loyal to them teeth. Mm. Love them teeth.
I don't know what that means.
So, unnamed captain, do you still have your ship, or are you on a rowboat?
We're on a rowboat. We got sent to sea.
I love the idea of him taking common phrases and fucking them up.
I love it. It's so good.
It suits the character.
This is going to be the best game.
I don't know. I'm not going to leave here any night with not tears in my eyes from laughing so hard.
I hope so.
And we're on our way to the lovely shores of... I don't know, the nearest town,
say,
port.
Escobar is where you're
Escobar.
Going.
Ooh, that's a
Port Escobar.
Port
that's
Escobar.
A great name.
P. Escobar.
where we hope to commandeer one of our ship.
We're definitely going to have to listen back to this and take notes.
For sure.
None of us are writing this shit down.
No. I will make it. Yes.
Who needs to write when you have a mic?
It's true.
Oh, look at you go.
Norris got big brain ideas.
Damn. No,
you're not Norris anymore.
I'm not Norris anymore.
You are Bo.
I am Bo now. Sorry.
So that's who I am.
Love it.
The lovely captain of no ship.
Would you like to describe kind of what your character looks like, what you picture unknown captain?
I am 5'7".
Wonderful.
But...
You always make your characters like 6'6". I know, so and I was going... Wonderful. I'm so glad you're going against...
I'm 5'7", and kind of like... Not like that muscly, like, not dad bod, but not muscular, but like that kind of muscular built,
like
goes to the gym, but
like the fitter end of dad bod.
Yeah, that's what it, but
so
kind of has
describe,
a gut.
That's how I describe myself, as the fitter
but like
end
it's,
of dad
it's
bod.
A, it, yeah, exactly. So like that fitter end of dad bod, I guess. And yeah, so I'm that. I am Kalistar. So is my race.
What is that?
I am a paladin.
Kalistar is that's the like spirit people, right?
Spirit and human.
Yeah.
Spirit and human. Oh, which cool. makes sense for this.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
For what I think so anyways, for my character anyways. And that's really all I have right now.
Cool.
So I have to ask So he strikes me as... actually, I don't want to flavor your character for you. So what is his, like, outward appearance? Not like, physical characteristics, but how does he present himself?
When he presents himself, he's very proud and very...
Gotcha. Okay.
Very chest out and...
And probably, like, peacocking.
Yes, almost.
Just all the
very,
time.
Very, yes, all the time. We're just peacocking, like, I own everything that I touch.
I'm picturing like, him in, like a bedazzled, almost.
He's wearing not very fit for a pirate, but it's black, but it's, like, a gloss black, like, very nice leather jacket, like, leather duster jacket with, like...
Too many straps.
Yes, there's a lots of straps, but lots of buckles, and they're very shiny. Everything is very shiny. And everything.
So I'm just going to ask a question. You can choose to answer it or not. But in most pirate worlds, much like there's going to be in this one, there's pirates and there's you could use the word navy. I'm not really sure what we're going to go with yet. But no. There's the good guys on the sea trying to stop the pirates.
Right.
Oh, do you want to say what crew you were from? Where did you get mutinized?
I really don't have a crew name yet. But we could go, yeah, we're really...
Not even a crew. Did you belong to the good guys or bad guys?
We belong to the bad guys.
Bad guys, okay.
But I've always been a good guy at heart.
Okay.
So wannabe bad guys.
Yes,
not
we are...
Not very good at being bad guys.
Yes. I feel like, yes, that's kind of where we're going, because I feel like that plays to my character.
Have you ever seen Our Flag Means Death?
No.
It's a Taika Waititi.
Oh my
TV
gosh,
show.
Yes, I need to see it now.
It's fucking wonderful, and it falls very close to what you're describing.
I have never seen it, but it's basically good guys who want to be bad guys but end up being really good guys.
Oh.
Like kind of just that kind of line. You
he
know.
Stole my heart. I'm so excited.
Okay. And everything, but it's we try to be bad.
God, I love it.
But it turns out every time we just end up doing the good for the world.
You're very bad at being bad.
Yes, exactly.
All right. What I need you to do, Luke, because I can't remember your character name right now, so I'm just going to call you Luke for the remainder.
I haven't
of
came up with the character
okay,
name,
cool.
So you're good.
Can you roll me a d20? And mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you what it's for until you tell me what that roll is.
17.
Fuck. Okay, so... One item that you salvaged from your ship when your crew mutinized you is you have a treasure map, and you know this treasure map will take you to Monroe's chest.
It's not a bad thing to recover.
That's a really good roll.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
If you rolled anything below a 15, you would have a pirate map, and you don't know what it's to.
Oh, all right.
This is almost
still
perfect.
Fun.
So, Monroe's chest, a little bit about it. It's a legend of the seas. Most pirates are after it, as well as the good guys. So you will be fighting both sides to secure your chest rights. The chest itself is pure legend. People say it's haunted. People say that there's curses related to it. What you do know is Pirate Monroe sailed the seas and gathered plentiful bounties of gold, jewels, and TBD. So, you know where the island, you have a general idea where the island is, and you have a map how to get there.
Awesome. Right. And I did come up with a name. It is Lavaris.
Lavaris.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like that.
I'm just going to call him Lava.
Lava.
Anything else special you want to tell us in the opening about your character?
Do you have any family?
I deeply love the goddess. I don't know what gods or anything, but the goddess of the sea. She stole my heart.
Oh, sweet. I like that. I like that. I think we should just call it Goddess of the Sea.
So I'm devoted to her.
Sweet.
She has. That's kind of where I'm at with it right now.
Okay. Sweet.
But yes, we are very good at being bad. Very bad.
Bad at being bad.
Yes.
Do you mind if I go next?
Go for it.
Bo.
And of course, my faithful companion.
Loyal to the teeth.
Loyal to the teeth.
Whatever the fuck that means. Yes. So I will be his little sidekick. He is a 3 foot tall monkey. He's a hadoozy, which is a doozy of a name to say. I think we were starting at three.
Three. Yeah. Starting
okay.
At level
three. Sorry.
So he's a hadoozy barbarian. He's about 3 foot tall. If you don't know about hadoozy, they are like the flying squirrel of the monkey world. They can't actually fly, but they can glide. Mm. They fall with style. And I'm not going to disclose his subclass because that will be a fun thing. But he's a crazy little smart ass of a monkey who will be spending most of his time perched on the shoulder of the captain because he is loyal to the very end to his captain.
I love
he's very protective, which is where the barbarian comes in. He gets very angry when anybody threatens his captain, and he will lose his shit. I haven't figured out like what kind of monkey his appearance is based around. I'm thinking like it's going to be something goofy looking.
Okay.
Like he's in no way attractive, but he thinks he is. He thinks he is very charming and very handsome, and he really likes dwarven women.
It's oddly specific, okay.
Especially those with beards.
Okay.
He's got a kink, huh? Oh, weird.
Yeah, he's got a thing. He's got a thing for bearded dwarven women.
You know the funny thing is, I didn't realize. Sorry, I have to sidetrack.
No,
here real
please,
quick.
By all
I,
means.
I had no idea that. When you look at like the Hobbit books and stuff like that, uh-huh. That all dwarves were bearded, men
all
or
dwarves.
Woman. I had no idea. I had to. Some guy, a coworker of mine, explained that to me. It was something new. I had no idea.
Yeah. In fact, most non-dwarves can't tell the difference between male and female dwarves.
Weird.
And a lot of D&D worlds, they nix the bearded dwarven women. But I think it's wonderfully fun. that they just all have beards.
Not in the short story of Monroe.
I think that's great.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So yeah, he's an unsuccessful womanizer. Or dwarvenizer?
Dwarvenizer.
I like it.
Because his charisma is 7. he is not a charismatic little monkey. And yeah. He's a bit nuts.
Your choice to disclose or not disclose, how did you become such a loyal companion?
So my thought process was his subclass ties into that, so I won't go into why he left his Hadoozy tribe, but he left his tribe and he was searching for work and he got hired on as a lookout for the captain's ship. And he's a terrible lookout, but his perception is only a +2. His wisdom is pretty low. So he was a terrible lookout, but he was super loyal. So the captain kept him on.
Sweet.
And he serves many functions. To this point, he avoids using his rage. Because of what his rage does to him. So up to this point, the only person who has ever seen his rage, and it's probably part of the reason why the captain keeps him around, is the captain.
Okay.
I pictured it as like a scuffle that the captain got into, and so the one time that the captain saw him loses shit, he was like, oh, I'm fucking keeping you around. And so up to this point, he has avoided using his rage.
Okay.
And yeah.
Do you have a weapon of choice that you're going for? Do you know what you're doing with that yet?
He has a little hand axe and a little shield. Little bitty hand axe, little bitty shield.
Okay. Roll me a D20.
Okay.
Actually, roll me a D100. Let's see how good they are.
Oh. Oh. I'm going to roll like a 3.
Luke, going back to you as a captain, in your travels and all your search of booty.
Ah, yes.
Do you have a weapon of choice?
Ooh.
Yes, I duel. I duel wield the short swords.
Short swords.
Very good at it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you roll me a D100?
Yes, of course.
That's a 91.
Ooh, that's really good.
I was thinking this is either really good or really bad.
Yeah. That's good. Very good.
Okay.
We'll figure out your small weapons.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll have to talk about this.
71.
Off, because so with his rage, his items change with him. So just wanna.
Let's just. So you rolled to purple. Your weapons are purple.
Oh goodness gracious!
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
71.
You got rare.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell us about this cute, loyal?
And he is super cute. He's not charming. He has no game whatsoever. But he's adorable. He's like I said, he's only about 3 feet tall. He's this little bitty thing. He's got these big, big black eyes, and he's just, yeah, he is adorable. But that's about it. He's not a super complicated character as far as anybody outside of the captain would be aware of.
Okay, cool. Bosif.
All right, I'm Bo.
And, yes, you are. I'm so proud of you.
We're going to have to stop picking on him. He's going to stop showing up.
I just wanted to be different. All you guys said your name, and I didn't have a name because D&D's fucking life. Okay?
Oh, actually, I forgot to say the name. His name...
I was like, yeah, what is your name? I have to reference you all the time.
His name is Bardas.
Bardas. Oh, it's perfect. Ah, Bardas.
You should have been a bard.
Bard. Maybe he'll be a Bardbarian.
Ooh.
What?
Bardas the Bardbarian
into bearded dwarves.
Wow.
Women dwarves. Not just any. Ooh. Women.
Bearded women dwarves.
Ooh. No, actually, I can't. I can't multi-class into bard. My charisma's too low.
Hmm.
I rolled average stats on my guy.
I rolled 3 pretty good stats and 3 really shit stats. Sorry.
No,
go
you're
ahead,
fine.
Bo.
My charisma's also not the greatest. Anyway, I'm Bo, and my character, whose name is Scorchbeard Hornswoggle.
Nice.
Scorchbeard Hornswoggle.
It's pretty good, right? Pretty good.
Does he have a beard?
No, it's scorched.
Gotcha.
It's like patch. He's like patches on the head.
In a tiefling that is...
Yeah. How do you know I'm a tiefling?
Well, you did say it. Right.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait to steal his thunder.
I am a tiefling.
My bad.
And I don't really like people. I'm a raging alcoholic, and I'm pretty much just a career criminal.
Do you like monkeys?
I don't like anything. Oh. Except for stealing and drinking.
Nice.
That's about it.
So you're on Escobar?
I am on Escobar. I currently live there.
Is it work that brought you there, or you're part of the drug ring?
It was more so of I tried work, and work didn't work out because I just didn't like it. It was boring. So I went to the pub, got in a fight at the pub, beat the shit out of the dude, stole all of his money, and realized this is the type of life that I need, is fighting and stealing and drinking. And so I just kind of bounce around, kind of stick myself in the shadows a little bit, and if I see something I want, I take it.
What class are you playing?
A rogue.
Ooh. Nice. Describe what's your tiefling look like? Is he tall, short, stubby?
He's, I would say, average height, but you can't ever tell what his body shape looks like because he wears very baggy clothes, and it's not like they're... Like, they don't look like they're super baggy, like, swinging all over the place, but you're also, like, he could kind of be pretty big, but he could also be small. My face is very narrow, but my build looks
kind of like
big.
That athletic, like, Usain Bolt build.
Well, maybe. It looks like it's all close. Don't know what my actual body looks like.
Do you have a tail?
Is that an option?
Yeah.
A tail? Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, I've got a tail.
And wings.
Yeah,
and
technically,
I got those too.
Technically, you can have one or the other according to the rules.
Oh, well, then I would rather have wings. I've got wings. I don't need a tail.
Well, okay.
I've got a front tail.
Roll me a d20.
He's got that front tail.
I've got a front tail. All right, hang on. Roll me 2 d20.
I'm so excited for this.
Actually,
this is going to be super
a d20 fun. And then a tiefling, I can't imagine they're above a d8. You'd be freaking a d12. Let's see how big your front tail is. I'll humor you in that aspect. And then you want to pull out some D100, something to roll your D100. In the meantime, town of Escobar. Chaotic. Yeah. Just pure chaotic. It's one of the major ports.
Are we talking like is it
like a Tortuga?
A civilized port or a Tortuga?
Tortuga.
Okay. Gotcha.
Drugs. Human
there's
traffic.
Absolutely like... Wonderful. Like there's... What would you... Like... There's military in there, but they're not really keeping the peace.
No. No, they are purely just there to keep their area guarded. They're that...
Got it.
Castle
so
on the
just,
hill.
They have the fort, and that's it.
Yep, they have their fort. Drug trafficking is massive. Human trafficking is terrible.
Lots of information you can pull out of this town, whether it's other pirates, lore, anything. There's shipbuilding, weaponsmith, all the goodies are in this town.
Wonderful. So what do you want first?
What do you got for your front tail, the D12?
D12 is a 7.
Nice. That's a 7-inch front tail. Your hey. Tiefling's back.
Non-erect?
Non-erect.
Oh, wow.
That's excessive.
Okay. He can't get erect.
I can't. He's physically
too. Oh, yeah.
He's got ED.
F-E-D. Or F-T-D, front tail dysfunction.
What'd you roll on your D20?
13.
Your wings just barely work.
Just barely work?
Just barely work.
Nice. That sucks.
You can...
Which is fair. I mean, I am drunk all the time. So.
With Tiefling, what's their flight? Is it like half their... Can you...
So in the rules, their flight speed is equal to their walking
walk speed.
Yeah.
So with this, since your flight isn't super up to par... If you choose to fly, you're just going to have to take 10 feet off your walk speed. But shouldn't be too bad.
Still pretty handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, any flight is fucking handy.
And then my D100 was a 73.
All right, so you also are in the rare category for a weapon. We will figure out what we will let you use. Did anyone take any feats for guns? Do I need to worry about pistols or anything like that?
I don't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have a feat yet.
Yeah.
Okay. As a rogue, are you going to use a pistol at all?
No.
Okay.
Probably daggers or axes or something.
Something.
Dual wielding.
Yeah, we could do a world where there either are basic guns like muskets or something like that, or you could just stick to crossbows and...
Yeah, I think just crossbows and cannons.
Yeah.
Cannons on ships make sense.
Yeah. I dig it. So I did kind of... I was kind of looking through, and the purple weapons seemed a bit excessive. But I did find a very fitting blue. It's the Oceanic Hand Axe.
Okay.
So it allows me to still use the weapons with no restriction underwater.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And I can cast water breathing on myself once a day.
Once a day, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So they were how overpowered? Like,
well, I mean, it was like +3 weapons and stuff like that, whereas this is a +1 with other thematic benefits.
Okay. Maybe we'll add a little something to it just because you rolled so well.
Cool.
You should have rolled worse. If anyone got under 25, it is like common.
Yeah.
You guys got to stop rolling like gods.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should have rolled for you. Like, can you get a...
Yeah.
Kidding.
But this is a... It would work really well within this campaign thematically, and it's still a very good weapon to have at third level.
Perfect.
So...
The next thing I need everyone to do, because you're probably going to have a little bit of starting gold, can you roll a second D100 for me?
Yes.
You like that?
Ooh.
It's the only metal one I can roll.
57.
Cool. That's how much gold you have.
Perfect.
I have 24.
Makes sense.
Hey, that's all right. I got you.
I have 52.
Take it times 2. You've said you've been pillaging people and stuff, so makes sense to me. Stealing. Is there any... Okay. Bo, is there anyone you know? Is there any family? I know you said you don't like people.
I know a bunch of criminals. Like, people that I kind of run around with, but...
Close friends?
I wouldn't call them friends.
Did you piss...
Or acquaintances.
Have you pissed anyone off in the town?
Lots. But it's kind of like one of those things, like, I mean, I'm a menace, but I have people that I can rely on if I need them to show up.
Okay.
Like other, like, criminals, bad dudes, people that, like, I've, like, done heists with. But it's not like we're drinking beer together or anything like that. But it's just like, hey, need some help.
So, I mean, I guess if you want to call them a friend, but I don't see them as friends because I see them as disposable.
Roll a d20 and add your charisma modifier to it. Do you have your stats? Have you rolled your stats yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charisma. 6.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is your charisma?
3. Plus 3. Or do I add this 16 on it?
Okay, you have plus 3. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a 7.
This is my
d20. Oh, God. I'm stupid. I'm going to shut up.
You remember in our other campaign where I was like, which one's my d20?
And I said it as a joke at first, but then I actually forgot which one was my d20.
I do remember that.
I don't. That was
Bo,
weird.
You've come so far.
I know.
I'm so
look at me
so
now.
Proud of you.
So proud.
Yeah. So, I'm going to pick this up. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of things I need to do in the background. Lots of rolling I got to do now. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of anything else I should have you guys roll for. Can you roll me an animal handling, please, Luke?
Animal handling. That is a 19.
Well, you know exactly where you are, and Yep, and you know where you need to get to.
Oh, the goddess of the sea loves
goddess
us.
Goddess of the sea loves you. I'm going to stick with this goddess of the sea. Maybe one day you'll find out her name.
Like the sea itself is a goddess.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, any other juicy details you guys want to tell me, or do I need to drag some stuff out of you?
You're going to drag it out.
Okay. Okay.
No, I don't think I have anything. Yeah. I'm excited to play a sidekick. I think that's going to be very fun.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to actually see Luke have to handle a lot of the negotiations.
Yeah.
My charisma, it's not bad. It's a 14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally double mine.
I'm not going to lie. My first rolls were not... Like, I rolled pretty, like I said, average on this guy. Yeah. It was 16, 13, 10, 10, 14, 14.
That's better than what some of us rolled. Here, let me bring up my raw
and
rolls.
And I went off what D&D Beyond rolled for us.
As a sidekick, are you the one with the spyglass, or is your captain the one with the spyglass?
So I was originally hired to be the lookout.
Okay.
So
yes.
He's got the spyglass?
I have
got
the
it.
Spyglass, but I am not super perceptive.
Cool. No, can you roll a perception check?
I want him to, like, I'm going to be like, hey, look out where we at.
Ooh, actually, 17.
17. Okay, cool. Roll a D100 again, please, sir.
94.
Oh my gosh.
You are 94 feet away from Escobar.
Okay, so we're just off the coast.
Yeah. Yep, just off the coast. You found it in the spyglass well before, but you're heading in the right direction.
I can see it now, Captain.
You gotta flip it around.
It is easy. So much closer.
And then, Bo, I need you to roll a D6. What do you have out? A D12? Roll a D12.
Oh, I'm going to love this. This is going to be so much fun.
And I do have an 8 for intelligence.
Mine's a 10.
It's a solid
with
6.
A plus 0.
6. Okay. So you are working 3 different contracts right now. Could you work with me to spitball any names of the groups that you're working with? There's only a total of 6 different pirate groups on this particular island.
So he's currently not a member of our crew.
Correct.
Gotcha. So it's just the two of us on a dinghy.
Yep, we're on a dinghy.
You want to do that like outside of game, or
do you have any right now off the top of your head? I'm gonna go with the Thornberries. One of them.
Yes, I like the Thornberries.
Thornberries are gonna be your drug
the
trafficking.
Splinter Cells.
Any ideas?
You said they're my drug traffickers?
Yeah. You're on a drug trafficking contract.
Let's see. Let's see if I can help.
The bearded ladies?
Yes.
Yeah!
I like it. Are we going to go as far as their female dwarf-only club? And do they handle the human trafficking portion? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The Sea Scourge Syndicate. For those who really like alliteration.
For those who like... Is that really what it prompted?
Yeah, it says Sea Scourge Syndicate.
So is that our librarian group or what? The monks, the monasteries?
It's a whole crew of monks. There's no ladders. There's just ropes that they swing across.
Yeah. We don't believe in weapons. We use our fist.
Ooh, the Phantom Fleet.
That's your shipbuilding.
Siren's Serpent.
Oh.
Ooh. Any ideas on what that crime family
that
would do?
That needs to be, like, the top echelon.
Ooh, that like, could be, like, well, I think Siren's Serpent, I think, like, prostitution.
Ooh.
That's
yes.
a good one.
Oh,
that's
yes.
a good one.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Siren Serpent prostitution?
Right? Yes. We do need a... Does anyone have a good name for the essentially like anti-pirate group?
Ooh.
Without saying anti-pirate group?
So like basically the...
You're good guys.
The British people of...
Yeah.
What's our name of the Escobar?
Escobar Island.
Escobar Island.
You're just, I mean, they're on every island. They're posted there, too.
So they're not just specific to this island?
Uh-uh.
The island boys.
The anti-corsairs.
The anti-corsairs.
Anti-crusaders?
Corsair is ship. Yeah. Well, it's typically like pirate crews.
Oh.
What was it? The Crimson Corsair. What the fuck was that from? Tailspin.
Oh my god.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tailspin.
I love that show.
Me too. I have it. I have the entire series on DVD.
I might need to rip that from you.
It's one of the only DVDs I own. I'm
trying to think of something that's easy to say off the tongue.
The Sea Stalkers.
No.
Sea Wrath?
Ooh.
I gotta sea come Police.
I gotta come up with a voice for this little guy.
Whoop. That's Sea Police. That might have...
What's like a good fish name?
Oh.
Like, what would be a good like fish name? Barracuda Bouncers.
Ooh. Humu humu nuku nuku ahua.
I feel like that's a tribe we run across somewhere in the line.
No, that's the name of a fish.
That's the Hawaiian state fish.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Let's go with Barracuda Brotherhood. BB.
Mm.
BBH.
Brotherhood is one word.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but they say this too.
They get corrected everywhere.
Yep.
The hey, Barracuda, just so you guys know, Brotherhood is one word.
BBZ. God.
On the BBC.
All right, so we want to do Barracuda Brotherhood.
I like.
What do you guys think of that?
I dig it.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that. The last thing I was gonna say, you said you're at a. Are you doing a job or are you at a bar there, Bo?
Whenever you come into town, I'm probably outside of a bar.
Okay.
Looking shady as fuck.
Oh, for sure. Barracuda. How do you spell
I'm excited
Barracuda?
To see you playing a rogue. Did you pick a subclass?
No.
Hmm.
You're gonna have to show me how to do that. As far as I've came, I haven't figured that out yet.
I got okay. you.
Yeah, there will be more descriptions and everything when we actually start into that episode one. Anything else that we should gather. I think that's a lot of the main things.
Yeah. I feel like that gives us a pretty good rundown of what we're coming into. And
so I should describe my idea of the map. I'll just kind of put it out there. Mm-hmm. So it's two oceans, like we talked about. There's plenty of islands around the outskirts. And in the center, it's uncharted. But you don't know why.
Ooh, so it's like a big archipelago.
Yes.
But with just a void in the middle that nobody goes to, like the Bermuda Triangle.
It's basically a Bermuda Triangle.
Wonderful. I like that.
Why? TBD.
And there's just a shit ton of islands in like a ring.
Yeah, so islands in a ring, and then they're kind of scattered about. These oceans, I don't really know how to do a comparison, but this world is flat.
Oh, God. So we're all flat earthers?
No, this world is flat. There's no, like, sea crest. It's just flat.
Is there an edge? Can we fall off the edge? Or is that a rumor that we can fall off?
It's a rumor.
A rumor that could be true because it's flat.
Yes. I'm not trying to like be like political conspiracy.
No, I know you don't actually believe the world is flat. Yeah. So I'm taking this at face value.
Because I don't want to sit there and be like, oh yeah, well you can only see this far in the distance because I have to consider the ocean, the world's curvature and blah, 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 blah. This is just a flat world.
That's fair.
Well, at sea, you can only see 12 miles.
I don't want to calculate that while we're playing a game.
So technically, if we have a powerful enough scope, we can see anybody anywhere.
You could.
I'm going to...
I got my eye on this one.
I'm going to have to change my intelligence
fine
score
body
to be a tinkerer.
No, just... Yeah. Conceptually, imagine this is just we put a map out.
Just for simplicity's sake, gotcha.
Yep.
And basically, the whole thing is just going to take place in this archipelago.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Correct.
That saves a lot of work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like at most, you'll have to like populate different islands.
Yep.
Which is easy enough. They're basically, hey, there's one town on this island.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys are out, so the current state, you guys are out on one of the coastal islands, I would probably say, and this is just going to be split into the East and West Sea. Out on the East Sea, major town, major hub. You're not at, what did we determine the Brotherhood is?
Oh, Barracuda
Brotherhood. Barracuda Brotherhood. This is not one of their main ports.
Okay.
So... Wonderful. I'm trying to think if there's anything else you would have salvaged from your ship. Can you... I love Matt's luck check rolls from the standard campaign we do. So, two things. How did you have us roll the bonus to the luck check?
It was just like rolling a regular stat. It was 44 and drop the lowest.
And drop the lowest. Okay.
Yeah. Please. Just like any other stat.
I'm going to have you guys do that.
Te Madote. I gotta use matching dice.
D4 bow.
That is super hot.
Oh wow!
Garbage. I have a -1. I am not lucky.
I am super lucky.
Are you?
I rolled 2 5s, a 6, and a 2.
Ooh.
On D4s.
D4?
No, D6.
Oh, D6s?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said D4.
No. So you rolled a 16. Yeah. So you have a +3 to luck. I have a -1. I rolled a 9.
Oh, wow.
Do you need some D6 then, Bo? Oh,
I got it.
Okay.
That explains the treasure map.
It explains how you became captain.
You said 4 D6s.
It explains the treasure map. You're just a lucky guy.
Yeah.
And you dropped your lowest one?
Yep.
6, 12.
Oh, God.
10, 16.
So you have a +3 to all luck checks.
Perfect.
Okay, now that everyone has... their luck check. Can you please roll me a luck check and add your modifier?
Oh, shite.
This is for items that you either have on your person or you don't. And this will flavor in text messages outside the campaign.
What modifier are we adding?
It's flat roll plus that 3. Oh, so it's just a luck check.
So you're always going to have +3 on your luck checks.
Yep.
Same with me. So I have 8.
A d20 plus 3.
You got an 8?
Yeah.
You rolled like shit.
Yeah, I did. I rolled a 5.
I got a 10.
With your plus 3?
With my plus 3. I rolled a 7.
Got, I got 10? A 10 with my negative 1.
Okay.
I got an 8 with my plus 3.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll figure out what you guys have in your... Well, everyone will have a satchel. Actually, everyone's going to have a bag of holding. I prefer that.
Wonderful.
Add that to your character. There's no reason not to have them.
You don't want us walking around with arms full of shit?
No.
I got a job to...
I like that there's
There is magic in this world. Like, okay.
There's true magic in this world.
Okay, true magic. Okay.
I really like that there is a...
Why can't I find anything?
There's something available called Little Bag of Sand.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why it exists.
Is that like the Stardust one, the biggest Stardust? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There's one other idea I have. Can you roll... I'm trying to think what it would be. A d20.
It's a 9.
Okay, so your ship has a super slow leak in it.
Oh, our dinghy?
Our dinghy. The dinghy got a little damage when you jumped in to bail. No. You've been able to bail the water out to this point.
I'm just picturing a little monkey.
It's like a barely a...
Okay.
It's not anything crazy, but you do have a hole.
Okay.
Okay.
You probably figure a way to patch it. But.
Also, something about Scorchbeard is the job that I tried working before I realized that I did not like it. I was a greenhorn for a ship builder. I just came in, tried building ships.
Okay, so then I have a question for you. For your tools, are you going to use thieve tools? I don't know
what that means, so y'all will have to walk me
through. So as a rogue, you would have proficiency with thieves' tools, which is to like pick locks and shit like that.
A question that I just thought of, since we're back in a fantasy world, languages.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone speak?
I chose Dorvish as my second.
Dorvish?
Oh, I definitely need to choose Dorvish too.
Yep.
What species are you? What
race? Kalasar.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you have what, Elvish with that?
I have common, it's cool. Quoria?
Oh, okay.
Quoria, I think that's just spirit language.
Yeah. Okay, I just came up with the loving Dwarvish women thing today, so I should definitely be proficient with Dwarvish.
And I picked up Dwarvish because of that.
Bo, on your character sheet, if you go down to where it says like your armor, it's underneath your senses. So saving throw senses, and then there's at the bottom it's languages. Did you pick any? Do you have Thieves' Cant?
Common, Infernal, and Thieves' Cant.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Infernal is a tiefling one.
Yeah.
Like, you get that rip.
Dwarven.
Anyone...
Oh, and I'm Thieves' Tools, by the way.
With your current level, so we're all starting at level 3. Has anyone multi-classing yet, or did you all just go straight?
No, I'm straight paladin.
Okay. Yeah, I'm straight barbarian.
Okay.
Yeah, I speak common, draconic, dwarvish, and giant.
Sweet. Yeah. Giant.
Giant.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So... I did have like one request,
mm-hmm.
and it ties into the giant thing. I think it would be super cool if there was a pirate ship that was all giants.
That'd be a big ass ship.
Holy shit!
Think about that fucker. just a thought.
Things the size
just
of a
an
cruise
idea,
ship.
Something that popped into my head.
And
thought it would
just
be super cool.
Literally on a cruise.
For the ship, we'll roll animal handling. However, if you choose to take your time to do it and actually use the tools of the sea, you will get advantage on all your animal handling rolls for the ship. So using your compass, whatever you pick up along the way.
What background did you choose?
Was the spy one.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you choose pirate or sailor, then you get proficiency with sea vehicles.
Should we all choose that? Would that be something you would prefer?
How long were you pirating for before the mutiny happened?
That's a great question.
Okay.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Serious question. Would it be like a D4 level? Like, do you think you have 4 years in, or have you been admiring to be a captain and it just...
Admiring to be a captain. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So like a D10?
I'd still do a D4.
D4? Okay. Four years.
Okay. That's better than I thought you would.
I know. I was not expecting that.
So 4 years, you can take that. Yeah, you can get the advantage. Okay. Just take that. Do you have to manually add that? Can he have more than one? The pirate? How am I going to add that in there?
I'll just change it.
I am very sorry. I was reading something.
Oh, no problem.
And I missed that.
So you said pirates... If you pick a pirate subclass, you automatically get the advantage
for the background. Yeah.
Oh, so background can.
So you don't get advantage. You just get to add your proficiency
modifier.
Okay. So typically, piloting a ship or a vehicle is supposed to be your dexterity plus, if you're proficient with that vehicle, your proficiency.
Oh, okay.
So if he chose the pirate background or the sailor background, then he would get to add his proficiency modifier to whatever he rolls the d20. I just stuck with the animal handling to keep it simple for you guys. But if he is a pirate captain, I would think he would at least get to add his proficiency modifier, which he probably isn't proficient in animal handling.
I mean, I have a +2, so no.
Yeah.
I don't see the pirate one. All I see is criminal spy.
You know what? I may not have turned on sharing, content sharing. I guarantee I didn't.
How do you choose your subclass?
So just for the sake of making it easy on Luke, could we just assume that all of his animal handling checks get that plus the proficiency?
Yeah, I think we can even add proficiency to his animal handling.
Okay, we'll do some background on that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know why I like the idea of animal handling for... I'm surprised that that's not the rule.
It keeps things simple.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that isn't the way it is. See, this is why I don't write rules. How I think it should be is not how the rules are written. Any homebrew stuff that you guys... So, any homebrew requests?
I just wanted the ability to hang upside down by my feet. It's kind of like spider climb, but I have to actually pass it. I want to have to actually pass, like, an athletics check to be able to hold on. Whereas with spider climb, it's just automatic. You can walk upside down. But I want to be able to, like move around all the rigging of the ship really easily and be able to, like, hang from it by my feet and still, I don't know. It's more just a fun flavor thing.
I like it.
With the character. And then if I fail the athletics check, then he falls and hurts himself.
We're going to use our normal crit rules for this.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
I get to be a part. Barry.
Bo, is there any, with your character, are there any requests that you want for homebrew stuff? Any oddities?
I wouldn't even know, honestly, to what I would want to homebrew, so I don't.
So I think so far we've homebrewed the flight, so you take basically 25% off your walk speed. Yeah. Or what, 10 feet?
10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Why can't I turn
Luke, is there anything...
No.
Okay. I like the idea of exhaustion on this. We're going to use our exhaustion rules that
like
Matt...
Like scurvy?
Yep.
Maybe we call it scurvy instead.
Yep. So that is going to require at least a little bit of eating and drinking or being mindful that you have to
eat or drink.
Yeah, and if we're out in the middle of the ocean, sometimes that can be difficult.
Yep. Is there going to be fishing?
Sure.
Okay.
What would we? Oh, athletics.
Animal handling.
Yeah, that's actually.
Or dex.
Dex.
Could be a dex check. What it's kind like of timing?
Well, that's fly fishing. What kind of fishing are you going to do?
I mean, like sea fishing is just
lazy kind, trolling.
Yeah.
Oh, something we caught something an hour and a half ago. It's dead.
I can't, for some reason, turn on content sharing. I don't know why.
One thing I am going to, I want to play around with here, is if you are, or you challenge people to duels. It is 100% to the death.
Ooh. Oh.
So I will say you probably... I don't want it to be often, but you probably will be challenged in a duel at some point in this campaign. But you are also welcome to challenge other people to duels. If you do challenge someone to a duel, since you're risking your life, there's going to be badass loot at the end of it. However, I will probably won't have the loot available the night. If you randomly are like, hey, I'm going to duel this group to the death, I probably won't have the items, but we'll definitely get you some really sick items. You will get gold, and you can bet on your own duels.
All right.
That'll be fun. Matt's veins are popping out.
I was going to say, geez.
He is so happy right now.
I'm excited to play a barbarian. I think it's going to be fun.
I enjoy it. And then I would also request your duel, that you guys have a team huddle beforehand to find out if it's one of you doing it or the group.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I can dig it.
Let's see. Any other oddities?
Guys, I'm going to figure out the content sharing. They must have moved the button or something, because it's not giving you guys all the options for subclasses and backgrounds and stuff like that, like it should. So I will figure that out.
Okay.
And I'll let you know when I have that turned on. Because that's dumb. Anywho.
All right. I can't think of anything else that I wanted to talk about. How about you guys? Last minute things?
I don't think so.
No, I'm very excited.
I'm excited, too.
I am, too.
I'm excited. You guys are going to be fun to DM for.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be very silly. I want to point out something real quick. Luke, I am so proud of you. So many of your characters have a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is,
they do.
This is a stretch for you. I mean, you're still sticking with Paladin. I think you're comfortable with Paladin.
I love Paladin. Yeah. It's so much fun. But you can play it so many different ways.
Yeah. So I love that you're taking a leap with this character.
It's gonna be different. It's gonna be hard.
I think it's going to be very fun seeing you play silly. Silly, but not trying to be silly.
A dumb silly.
Yeah.
A dumb silly.
Yeah. This is going to be kind of slapsticky, which I think is going to be awesome.
I think Norris, a.k.a. Bo, a.k.a. I can't remember your new character's name. I think you're like a little nervous about this.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
honestly,
cool.
I'm really not. I didn't do any, same as for Norris, I didn't do any backstory for this character, so.
It's perfect.
Which I'm, honestly, I kind of like doing that, like. It surprised me with Norris not getting on our other one, but I just like how it played out.
I need to get better about this in our main campaign, but if you do have some side stories that you do want to develop, can you either text me or like drop them in the notes? I guess the one last thing that I have in closing, please don't look at each other's character sheets. Let's leave some
I don't know how to look at other people's character sheets, so perfect. Don't got to worry about me, bud.
Sweet.
I'm super excited. This.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be fun. And I get to be a player. It's been a while.
It has been.
It has been. Oh, wow.
Oh, one other bonus surprise. They're not here tonight. but we are going to have a guest on this campaign.
Oh, we are.
They will drop in unannounced. They'll introduce their character as we play, and we'll see how long they stick around for.
I don't think I know about... Or was this the person you were talking about before?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I do know.
And with that, we will call it a session zero. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Y'all.
Danke.
Toodles.
Danke.